This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Why would a person vote to allow teens to terminate their pregnancy without their parents knowing? Well, because it's the right thing to do. Let me explain. Ideally, parents should be involved in an important decision like this, but often, more often than you think, the circumstances are very complicated. Let me use an example from my practice. A 15-year-old girl gets drunk, as teens often do, and she was either raped or was so impaired that she consented to having sex with a stranger. She can't recall which. She's from a very religious Catholic family. Her mother would be profoundly upset that she had had sex before she was married. If her father ever found out she got pregnant, he'd beat her and then severely punish her. In fact, when her sister got pregnant, her mother forced her to have the baby to teach her a lesson. Her sister's since dropped out of school and has no job. A pregnancy is serious stuff. The immediate goal, though, isn't to punish, but to make an important major life decision. When I counsel a woman like this, I try to get them to involve a parent or an adult loved one to help them with their decision making. There is no good option, but after all is said and done, the decision is hers and it should remain hers. But if California's Proposition 4 passes, a bunch of conservatives will have succeeded in depriving young women of their constitutional right to decide about their own bodies. This will place these young women at medical risk by forcing them to go out of state for care or to go to back alley secret abortion clinics. Together with nearly every major medical and nursing organization, I strongly oppose this legislation. Now, there is a provision that allows a pregnant woman to go to court and try to convince a judge to allow her to terminate her pregnancy. But judges have their own politics. They're judges, after all. They're not doctors. What if the far right gets access to which judges approve abortions? They would then work to vote those judges out of office. Come on. Going to court isn't a reasonable alternative. These are teens, and our court system is incredibly complex. These decisions need to be made quickly, often in days. How can our courts handle this kind of situation? And if termination is legal, on what basis will the judge make a determination? The goal of this proposition, plain and simple, is to reduce abortions, and perhaps this might work. But that change will occur only at the expense of a large number of unwanted births, which is harmful to the teen and probably not ideal for the unwanted child. This simply makes no sense, and it doesn't address the problem at hand, engaging in risky sex. While I'm a medical commentator and not a political commentator, I just couldn't stop myself from weighing in on this one. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.